life, you don't know what to expect. Never really know what's coming next. Try your best to put your mind to rest. Take a guess, but don't hold your breath. Now you can cry and bitch and whine and say fuck the world and have a good ass time. Cause we're all gonna die, but we're not dead yet. So let's get it started, say we're the band.
Welcome to another episode of Season 3 of Set With A Bet. I'm your co-host, Zane Lovelady. There's a phone dinging, and also my co-host right over there.
What's up, buddy?
Bear. And for the first time ever on Set With A Bet, she is a Scoundrels paid regular. Anytime she's in one of our shows, she gets a little bit of money for showing up and making the show better. We're so happy to have her, y'all. It's LG Gray.
LG Gray.
LG Gray.
Thank you so much for being here, LJ. We appreciate you.
I am so happy. I was trying to turn my phone off. I'm so sorry.
Oh, was that your phone dagging?
Yeah.
It's okay. My phone's going to talk to us several times.
It definitely will.
That was my main bitch. It was calling.
Well, you let her know you're on set with a bat.
I'm
now,
on set with a bat.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, get your hose in order, LG.
Can't keep up.
You're on Set With A Bet, a show where we have comedians on, and they have to bet on audience members to compete, and basically whoever loses has to do challenges and stuff during their set, along with me and Bear, which we do every month during the live show. We switch off so that it's fair and even. So happy to have you on, LG. This is your first Set With A Bet since Cregan's that you were at this last month, right?
Correct.
Did you enjoy it?
No, Cregan's.
You saw it at Cregan's. You were never
on. I saw it at Cregan's. Yeah, I didn't know.
You were on the show.
Yes.
Then, but you saw Set With A Bet at Cregan's. This is the first one you've seen since we've been at the Looney.
Right. And I was so shocked. I was like, I mean, you filled the room up on a Monday night. I was like,
hell yeah, we did.
It's pretty nuts. It's pretty nuts.
Here I was sauntering in there like I was going to go to an open mic and help my buddies out.
Yeah, LG.
And instead, my buddies helped me out because I got some really good footage of that shit. Thank
you. Yeah, you did a great job. You tore it up.
You crushed, LG. You fucking crushed, dude. Man. Yeah, no, LG showed up because, I mean, what kind of maniacs produce a show on a Monday night and have it not be an open mic?
Hey, the type of maniacs that'll take any show the fucking venue will give them.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Right.
Yeah. But you showed up, yeah, and you thought you could just sign up and go up. And
yes, I was wrong. but
LG,
y'all treat me so kindly.
Well, you're so goddamn funny, LG.
Yeah, I mean, you've definitely earned it. You're hilarious, and anytime you're on our show, you make it better.
Yes, and you did that night too. So
I had a blast, and I was so proud just to see, because I know you've been working. I know because I've been working, and every time I see you, you're doing it. So I was just, wow.
No, it's been exhausting trying to drag Bear down. It's a pretty cool thing, man. Normally we would have you draw in order to figure out which challenge you're going to compete in.
Mm-hmm.
But the two people that were already on this month, Alexi and JJ Molinaro, already drew birth control.
And so the only thing left is Whistling Biscuits.
Right. You want to tell LG what she's doing for Whistling Biscuits. Bert.
Okay, so for Whistling Biscuits, when we get to the show, you'll pick an audience member, whoever you think is the best whistler.
Find a
really good whistler. Okay, that's what you're looking for. The audience member is going to eat three Popeyes biscuits. And whoever can eat three Popeyes biscuits and then whistle first wins.
Three Popeyes. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're going to dry out your mouth. It's going to be really hard.
Oh, I know.
And so whoever whistles first after that is going to win. If you lose, if the person you bet on loses that challenge, you're going to have to eat a Popeye's biscuit, or at least a bite of a Popeye's biscuit.
I'll eat every the whole minute, biscuit if that's what I got to do.
Every minute of your set for 7 minutes.
Oh, boy.
which is difficult. Both Bear and I have.
Well, and I have dentures, so this could be way more than y'all bargained for.
Dude, we keep having
comics with no teeth. Is that an Arkansas thing?
No, I was not from this. I had the gastric bypass, and I looked like I did crack, and I had to ask my sister what it looked like. Crack,
God,
that is.
Dude,
I had been in a different crack.
I miss crack. Dude. Bear called me the other day. We were having a Bear was having a Super Bowl party over here, and he calls me up. He's like, "I just said the most Arkansas thing I ever said. We got some good food over here. Tell Eugene to bring his teeth."
Oh my god! Yeah.
I was like, "Hey, make sure Eugene brings his teeth, because you know there's a lot of good snacks over here."
I did not even know he didn't have any.
I heard about that.
I didn't. I was like, "Bro, I mean, not the. I mean, I wouldn't." I wasn't paying attention either way, but I would have never known because there's certain characteristics. I was a geriatric nurse. There's very specific characteristics of people that have dentures or don't have teeth.
Yeah, he'll surprise you with a blowjob, man. No teeth. He'll come in there and just get after it.
Yeah, boy. That's why that mustache is so long, because the front, the top row gone. Dude, he got no teeth on top.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
It's nuts.
That's why he struggled with when he was on our show, and for Halloween, he had to eat crickets. But he didn't have his teeth, and so he didn't chew them all the way, and they kept crawling out of his mouth while he was trying to eat them on stage.
Boy, he wasn't crawling out of his mouth. They were crawling out of his
throat. Yeah.
His
awful.
His
esophagus.
I need to smoke. Y'all are killing me.
Yeah, get some. So that's Whistling Biscuits. That's what you're going to do for that. And then birth control. What's going to happen for that is JJ and Alexia are going to choose an audience member that are going to have to feed a participant on stage. It's probably going to be some comics.
Isaac and Lucas. I've already nailed it down.
Okay, it's Isaac and Lucas.
So the audience members are going to be blindfolded on stage with baby food. And while they're blindfolded, Isaac and Lucas can't use any words. They can make noises, but no words. And they are going to...
Because they're babies. It's baby.
Right, they're babies. And so they're going to try to feed them baby food. Whoever eats
like donkey, but at the face food. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be wet.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be great. whichever comic finishes three bowls of or three jars of baby food first wins. And
that's
the loser...
That's going to be hilarious.
Yes. The loser, we're going to make a giant ball of tape to put on stage. It's going to be the egg, and we're giving the audience, if you'll look in that bag right there, we're making the sperm. They're wadded up pieces of paper with yarn attached to it, and that's the quote-unquote sperm. The audience is going to throw it at the egg, and if they fertilize it,
so if you get one of those things to stick on it,
stick to it, then
that's a good
the comics the goalies, they're trying to swat it down and block it. But if the audience nails one, then we're going to crack eggs over that comic on the way out the loony bin.
Yep. We'll have them set up out there. We'll have a few cartons of eggs, and you just get to fucking just drop one on their head. Yeah, which is, I will imagine, probably far better than having them thrown at you.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll hurt.
It,
that
it sure does.
We
it
did does that to Zane at Cregan's.
It sure does hurt, LG. Yeah, it turns out you're exactly right.
I was halfway scared of this thing.
Well, people talk about eggs being, like, easy to break and stuff.
Wait, you were scared of Set with the Bet?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm falling apart. Y'all might have pulled me the rest of the way apart. I'm like, pull yourself together, LG.
Well, I mean, we knew you were coming on, and I feel like Whistling Biscuits is right up your alley. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a great challenge for you. You're going to be hilarious anyway.
Yeah, you being a goalie during birth control would be...
Yeah, we wanted to...
Wait a minute, I'm going to be a
partner. No. That's for JJ and Alexi.
No, but...
I was going to say, that's a lot of wet stuff. We didn't talk about that. I'm much for the drier stuff.
Right.
Those things are not jokes I tell. Those are real...
So if you ever come back, like your hand in a bucket of jelly or something might be... something terrible for
that would be.
You don't like wet stuff?
She's got like a texture thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. You do have a big texture.
I got a
thing.
Tick in my eye now just thinking about it.
Are you like diagnosed with like anti-wet phobia?
Anti-wet phobia?
I don't know, dude. Shut up, man. I mean,
you know, it's weird. I have, and now that I can't feel, I mean, I really, this is a horrible thing for a lesbian to have. I can't feel my fingers.
But, yeah, I mean, that would suck.
Because I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm,
don't worry about it. Zanus the cat trying to get in here. We're good.
Oh.
Yeah, she's just fucking with the door.
That's a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's such a small cat.
A cat. Are we keeping her out of here for a reason?
I thought she was already in here.
Wow, I mean, that is... Well, I mean, it's LG's fault. LG is the cat
lady. I love
lady.
The cat. Yes, come here, cat. I'm the cat whisperer.
Yeah,
come
you
here,
love pussy.
Little... I do. I just can't touch it.
What? How does that work?
It's hard, Dane. It's like
it's
you get
hard
out,
to be a lesbian.
Like, it is. You take a towel and you go, swipe, lick, swipe, lick, swipe.
What? Yeah, an OCD lesbian. What?
Swipe lick. Swipe lick.
I'm going to try that one.
I just don't. It just. I don't like all that moisture.
Dude, LG comes into
look,
the...
I mean, my elbows are even crusty. I don't put... I really don't use lotion because yeah. the feel of it just makes me want to gag. And my poor
damn,
elbows
I wish I'd have known that before
skin.
You came on. We would have definitely given you something slimy.
Oh, my God.
LG comes into foreplay with a towel around her neck.
like a bib at the lobster. I'm coming in, baby. I wish I understood. I think if God is real, that's part of the joke.
Oh,
I'm going to let you be a lesbian. You're going to go ahead and do that? Okay, this is what I'm going to do. You're not going to get to play with it anymore.
Oh, man.
So, and I'm really sad about porn being gone.
Oh, yeah, there's no more porn, huh?
I am fucked up about
wait,
that.
Wait, the X videos is still... Is still, yeah, it's still easy to access, yeah, and good content, yeah, yeah.
I've been devastated.
I know you can't tell with my glass on, but I'm winking at you. I'm winking at you.
I'm
right
blind
now.
To that.
Yeah, yeah, it's lost to you. Yeah, dude. I love the glasses. Everyone calls me Matt Murdock now.
I don't know who Matt Murdock is, but
Daredevil.
Oh.
Yeah, I
still
didn't
don't
even
know who he is, but anyway, the Daredevil is that the? Wait a minute, Daredevil is
blind
that
superhero.
The? Oh, wait a minute, that's not Deadpool. That's not
hey. No, that's a different disabled superhero.
Okay, yeah. I can't keep up.
It's exhausting.
I was really raised in a cult. I really don't know stuff because I didn't have. I didn't have.
That's
access
okay,
to
dude.
It.
It's exhausting. There's like 35.
I mean, the only superhero I knew was Jesus.
That's a Trey Parker, Matt Stone musical, isn't it? Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know.
You know about this? I'm sorry. It's probably sacrilege to your people.
Because
you grew up.
My people are atheists. What are you talking about?
He's talking about the people you grew up.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about
my ex people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't like me no more.
You got excommunicated.
I did.
Did you really? Or did you excommunicate yourself?
Well, I walked away because I was like, this is baloney.
Okay. So they weren't like, you have to get out.
Well, they prayed the gay away. They they prayed that the gay would leave, but
damn, the gay left.
I left.
When
yeah,
you
and
left.
The gay left.
The gay left the church.
The prayer did work. It's just not like they intended.
They lost their
you
best singer.
You can't make yourself like something that you just don't like.
Amen. Right.
I mean, I'm with you, sister. I don't like dick either.
And Chick-fil-A is far better.
I love that bit. That's a great bit.
Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah, man. You grew up Pentecostal.
Apostolic Pentecost is different. This is a very
apostolic.
Select... It's a cult.
It sounds like a type of alcohol.
Well,
yeah, we're like, I got fucking hammered on apostolic.
It's a Kool-Aid of sorts. You can't taste the harmfulness in it.
Yeah, a little flavor aid for the people.
But it's a very unique sect of Pentecost. So.
And what makes
apostolic? You can't say it.
Yeah.
Apostolic.
Apostolic.
It well, if somebody tells me that they're apostolic Pentecost, to me, I know that they know what I know.
Okay.
They know the truth.
Okay.
And what that means is Acts. There's a certain scripture, Acts 2:38, salvation. There's a certain type of baptism, a certain way of dress, a certain way, a code of living. It's like cosplay for the Jesus.
Okay.
And you're trying to be like Jesus.
Uh-huh.
But you have to do it every single day. You can't take days off.
That's a really good way to put it, like you're cosplaying like Jesus.
Yeah, it
I mean, that's...
I looked up cosplay. It's the same thing. I didn't know what cosplay was, so I had to look it up because I'm learning stuff,
so,
you know.
I have a question. Do you have, because you have a lot of really funny jokes, and also on your TikTok, like you have no problem confronting religion and organized faith. Do you confront like Islam and other
if you need
of, like,
a, if you need a
religion?
Virgin child to produce a savior, it's going to be a big nope in my book.
Hell yeah.
And it
I
needs
fucking
to
love
be
that.
And it needs to be somebody needs to say, hey, let's leave the little kids alone even for saviors,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the 6-year old bride.
Yeah.
But they didn't consummate until it was 9. She was 9. Uh-huh. The little bitch waited. Amen. So held out.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Messiah's a little bit messy for me. Too messy.
I mean, you're not supposed to covet your brother's wife, but what was Joseph to Mary?
Yeah, but his niece or nephew, you can. Yeah.
I mean, a betrothed wife.
Mm-hmm.
Can't keep his hand. Okay.
Yeah.
No, LG, you speak your truth. That's why you're here. That's why we wanted you to come on.
Yeah, Joseph, coat of many colors. Whatever, dude. Just put on some normal clothes and keep your hands to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely. It's real. My ex, she got ex. She was a Jehovah's Witness.
It's another cult.
Yeah.
Yep. I can say it. Y'all don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you. It's a cult.
Yeah. Then she got excommunicated. They were like, you have to go.
Yeah.
It's against the rules to be cool.
I couldn't imagine being a Jehovah's Witness and knowing that I'm like the 145,000 to join.
Yes, 144,000.
Yeah, there's only so many.
And once they got that number, you're like, damn, why am I joining
I'm like
this?
8 billion people, and there's only that many. Yeah. Like that, when I was a little kid, those numbers would just like freak me out.
Shit, you think it's hard to get a Taylor Swift concert?
No, Jehovah's Witness is funny because they're like, yeah, there's a bunch of other books in front of the Bible, but Revelations, we take word for word. Like, that's the one that they hinge their entire belief on.
Oh, is Revelation really like
it's
their...
It's the doomsday part.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the, you know, this day we're leaving in a fallen world. I'm like, yeah, if you look at it like that, you probably are.
Yeah, if you look in from laying on the ground, it does look like a fallen world.
There's no positivity, and it's always looking at the negative. You see, yes, there are tons of bad things that's going on, but here's what they don't understand. You're a Christian. You've got a all-powerful God.
Mm-hmm.
You got all this shit going on down here. He's all-powerful. How many more babies does he need to see get harmed before he's like, oh, I've had enough of this shit. If I can end it. And I forgot what the other point was because I'm high.
The problem of evil, when I was in philosophy class, when my freshman year of college, I took a philosophy class and we went over the problem of evil, what you were just describing. And that was when I started questioning my own faith. Because I was like, you know what? It doesn't make sense. Either he's all powerful and evil, or he's all good and not all powerful. Because you
can't be both.
The way that things are, you can't be both.
Well,
I would go ahead.
The only way I could ever imagine God existing is that he is like me, in that he exists in a way that's
God's like you, Zane.
Yeah.
I was trying to see where this is going.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Well, let me finish my. Say, you cut me off.
Zane
that's
once
what he
on
kept
this
saying.
Show
let
told
finish.
A pregnant lady that he could be a better woman than her. So.
Hey, listen, God.
God could take some pointers from you
but
being God.
But if I was God, I would create a world that it's like, there's no way there's a God. But the whole time I've been up here. You know what I mean? Like, you play that prank on people of just of creating a universe, a forever expanding.
War and famine. What a prank.
Isn't that hilarious?
Dying babies.
It's so funny. It's really funny if you think about it.
To me, what's more devastating is to have a God that's supposed to be loving, kind, and gentle and all that stuff, and he sits up there and he does nothing.
Yeah.
So I would rather have no God that does nothing.
Yes.
I mean, no God that people are doing things to each other and that's just humanity fucking up until we can figure out a better way to do things.
Yeah.
Right? But no, we've got an all-powerful God that this was his plan.
Yes.
This is his plan. Babies being about his plan.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
To be like...
If you submitted this plan to a developer for a video game, they'd be like, fuck no, we're not doing it that way.
Well, to be like, you know, build a whole space and universe that's out there that seems like there's other life forms, but in reality, it's just me, God, out here making you run through the mouse.
Yeah, that Sims game or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's what...
That's why I just finally decided,
If God's real, he sucks.
Well, that, and I tell people all the time, if I had evidence that this God was real, I would say, hey, this guy's real. I would never serve him, love him, or anything, but because I wouldn't want others to face his wrath.
Right.
The hell, I would absolutely say, don't do what I'm doing. This is dangerous. Don't do that. But
oh, yeah, if the real, like the, awesome. What the Bible says, that's God awesome. Is real, I'm fucked.
Oh.
That's awesome.
But I have.
But I like what you say.
I've counted the
cost. I'm just
going
to live this life.
I will not ever be silenced. I have 4 TikTok accounts. When they shut me down on one, I go to the other. I do. For $49.99, you can start your own live just like that. Within 8 hours, I have another account up and running, and people in my audience will pay for it.
Hell yeah.
I hadn't even had to pay for it. So
So what are your you, because you do have, you're pretty big on TikTok.
Oh, I was pretty big, and then I got my main account shut down, and now I've got 11,000. I had one that was almost a 20.
Nice.
But I've built 11,000 in about 6 months.
Hell yeah.
The first 1,000 I bought, those were purchased. The rest are organic.
Now that's honest.
But the rest are organic. I just have to purchase the first 1,000 to go live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can, you know, do that. But you can't even get much, you can't get much momentum if you don't have people finding you.
Right.
That know, you know, the algorithm, how that works. And because of what I do, I just jump into the stream, and people are already looking for me because they lost me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got a fan base.
That's
so
awesome. How did your account get taken down? Just because you said some anti-Christian stuff?
I sang a song.
Probably some anti-ch.
Well, I have a song called Come Inside Me, Jesus. I know that it pleases when I ask you to come inside me, Lord. Come inside me long and hard. You know I need you, Lord. Come inside me, Jesus, I need you now.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh,
that'll piss
TikTok
people off.
Said no.
Emphatically.
I bet.
All 4 accounts. No, no, no. I'm like, damn. Okay.
Damn.
So I'm going to put that on Spotify.
Damn,
for
that
sure.
Shit goes hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sing
it. Do you have any music?
You
about?
Think that would...
Yeah, sing it. We'll give you a platform.
Well, yeah, so that's the thing. It's like, we don't put that up on YouTube or anything, but in the beginning part of Set With A Bet, you know, you got time that you're going to do up top where you're just normal stand-up. Where
I haven't put that one on stage yet. Just the other night I put – you know, I took my music to the stage the other night.
I heard that in Fort Smith.
Was it good? Did you get good rate? What did you hear?
I heard you crushed.
Yeah,
I heard
y'all
you
wouldn't
crush.
Lie, would you?
I heard you crush.
I wasn't there. I
heard.
Well,
I know you didn't hear, but y'all hear things.
I only spoke to your toothless brethren, Eugene.
Yeah. Well, he loves me anyway,
right?
So that's kind of biased.
Yeah, right. I didn't talk to anyone else about it, but I heard it was great. I heard you guys had an amazing show. I heard Jay Light ripped up. Mm-hmm. I heard Jay Light ripped up. I heard Eugene followed strong.
He was good, y'all. He did. He did real good.
I was worried about him following Jay Light because I was like, dude, Jay's a killer.
He did. Eugene held his own.
Hell
I got a good recording of it, too.
Sweet.
I got me a
good,
little pale mic.
Good, because he didn't, that worthless piece of shit. Never getting enough.
What?
I got him a good set.
Good.
So did he not use that recorder I gave him?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Piece of shit.
But I told him I was recording what I... because I'm trying to get used to my camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I used it on him, and then I lost half mine.
Yeah.
Because most batteries are for shit. They don't last long
They're
at
terrible.
All.
Nah, I mean, Bear's
I've got like
2
6.
For each camera.
Yeah.
And,
I always carry backup batteries with me because, like, shit just goes down. I got backup memory cards, backup batteries.
I'm starting my everything that I put on my wish list on my TikTok is for my comedy. And I'm asking for decent stuff because I'm out here doing the work. I'm making the funny happen.
I like your music, and I think you're a great singer, but I always wish that you – I think you could fill 30 and 45 with just your jokes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've seen you do it.
Oh, I have 45 minutes. There were jokes the other night that I didn't tell – And I've got to revamp my book. I've written so many and I've not added. And yes. I have it. I don't want to retell something because I have ADD and I was like, did I tell this tonight?
Right. You know? It's real, man. You start to be like, did I tell these people this?
But you know, I'm getting more comfortable. And if you're honest with the people on stage and you they relate to you better. It's what I do up there is deliberate. I play into my anxieties because it's funny. And I'm really.
And it's real. You are really that anxious fuck.
Yes. And I can. And I'm usually so high. But I have this natural anxiety that I don't want to fuck anything up. So those two are destroying each other. And I'm sitting up there having heart palpitations, leaning over, not trying to die like the girl that talked about Jesus and then passed out. Yeah.
Oh.
And I've already fallen off the stage.
The comic.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I actually fell off stage in Huntsville, Alabama, right after telling the come inside me joke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I jumped up and I was like, that's what you get for talking shit about Jesus. And I marched on. Let's see if I fell off there now.
Like one of the soldiers of God.
The thing is, if I fell off now, I can't even feel my kneecaps, y'all. I fell out in the parking lot the other day, and I couldn't get my knee up under me. I laid out there until somebody, my buddy.
Why? Why'd you fall out?
My foot didn't foot anymore. I literally, both of my legs, I'm 53, but I was a really... horrible alcoholic for like 17 years.
You got to get better.
And so this may be something I'm stuck with. It's been going on like 7 months now, and it feels like I've got, you know, those ankle weights that you put to walk on.
I got you. I was saying just get better at being an alcoholic.
No, I don't drink anymore.
Oh, okay.
I haven't drank in, you've never seen me.
Yeah, I've never seen you drink.
I drink like in the past 4 years, I've had. Like during Christmas, I'll do a Bailey's or something. Or every once in a while, if I'm in a safe place, I might do. But it's just, I did over
what, a
Christmas.
Glass of wine?
No, I did like an amaretto sour over this past Christmas.
Oh my God!
And it took me a while to drink it. I enjoyed it, but see, used to all I could do was think about alcohol. I was doing a case of Bud Light a day, and then sometimes still leaving and getting more after having. I was a wreck, y'all.
Yeah.
Dude,
when I tell you, but cannabis.
Bud Light should have sponsored you. You're the best of both worlds.
Hell yeah.
You're but, LGBT and
the whatever that was.
Yeah.
cannabis. Mary Jane, that bitch showed up and showed out. Not many times I begged God to help
you. You're a weed lady.
I am. Definitely.
God didn't help you, but the devil's lettuce did.
The devil's lettuce showed up and showed out.
Yeah, man.
I say I converted from Jesus to Mary Jane.
Different version, man.
She works. Yeah, man. She works.
Yeah, man.
It changed my life. I was able to do what I'm doing now. I've been able to pursue comedy nonstop since 2018, somewhere in there. I've been a comic since 2009. But there were several years that I would only do here or there because of my alcohol.
I'll never forget. I believe I was hosting the open mic that you showed up at the Looney Bin. And you showed up, and we were like, some homeless lady in the back wants to go up on stage.
Actually, I had been on the stage before when AJ Marlin.
Mm-hmm.
And he made the same mistake.
Yeah, thinking you were homeless?
No, thinking that I just didn't know what I, you know, I was just
just underestimated.
And even
isn't that a good feeling when somebody underestimates you? Go up there and fucking, you got jokes?
Yeah.
Especially AJ. Fucking, that couch's got better jokes than AJ Marlin. So,
he had this joke. He had this one joke that I can remember about fun size. The fun size joke. That's the only one I ever remember, but I thought that was a cute joke. And I thought, like, poor guy's fun size.
His couch is better joke than AJ Marlin. I don't know. I've never met AJ Marlin. I don't know.
You don't know AJ?
No.
Oh, he's a good dude.
He's on the list. He got in the military or something.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, he was a nice guy. He was really nice, but I could tell when he realized who I was, and the way he introduced me, he wasn't expecting much.
Right. I introduced you nice, though, because I was the host when you came back after when you first moved back from
it
Florida.
Seems like, yeah.
Especially at an open mic, I always try to ask, like, if somebody comes up to sign up, I say, mm-hmm. how long have you been doing stand-up? Just so that I kind of have an, because if somebody's like, this is my first time, I'm like, okay, now I know what to expect. But if somebody's like, I've been doing this 6 years, immediately I don't underestimate them. I'll try to, like,
give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Which, I mean, sometimes doubt is necessary.
Especially at an open mic, sometimes doubt's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, yeah, people hurt you. They say 6 years, and it's not what 6 years should look like. But yeah,
right.
I remember almost immediately that first open mic, I was mm-hmm. like, wow. Well, at least this lady's warm for a little bit, you know. At least she got to be indoors for a while before she went up.
And then she goes up and crushes.
Crushes.
I got put on the first show, the next very next showcase that night.
Did.
And then I had to come to town to, well, I ain't gonna lie, I came to town to take over. I was like,
I remember that.
I'm not gonna play. I came to be a formidable opponent to whoever's.
Yeah.
Got my spot.
Hell yeah. I love that attitude.
And it's not that I'm going to stay there, because I'm going to move on from that spot too.
Yeah, to the next one, right.
Somebody else can take it from me, only because I've gone up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's why you're scoundrels regular, you know, is because of that energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way that Bear and I feel about it. I mean, when Bear and I started doing scoundrels, I mean, you were one of the few people that were mm-hmm. at all the shows.
I came to a lot of them when I was able. I've just in the last year, well, since I fell off the stage, broke my shoulder. It's like health-wise.
What?
I'm not showing my arm. I was in Wichita and
at the Looney Bin?
At the Looney Bin a year ago.
Did you know this?
New Year's Eve.
Did you know she fell off and broke her shoulder?
No, I didn't know that.
I broke my arm.
I knew you had hurt your arm. I didn't know you had fallen off stage and done it.
I wasn't on stage. The headliner was up, and I was getting ready to go up because he was almost done,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting in my spot because I'm always prepared, and I just missed. I literally fell off a step, per the joke.
Damn.
And landed on my arm, and when I got to the hospital, they thought I had just dislocated it. I was like, nope. It's broken. And he's like, no, that shoulder way up there, it's out of place, but we're going to go ahead and x-ray it or whatever. And the x-ray techs were like, no, it's broken.
That's broke.
That's broke.
That's what broke looks like.
So, and here's me, all morphine, all the shit they had in my system, because they had to carry me out in the ambulance. I couldn't get up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, comedy. I'm doing comedy. And I'm like, I told Biggs, I'm like, I will be there tomorrow. I called at 7 o'clock that morning. I couldn't pull my drawers up. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to be on that stage tonight. I can't even pull my pants up.
Hey, Biggs, I need you to come to the hospital, pull my pants up, and get me on that goddamn stage.
I was crying because it was New Year's Eve weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I had landed that show, and that was the last time I got to go because they closed it.
They closed it.
Yeah.
It's done.
I still talk to Biggs occasionally.
Do they just have Tulsa now?
Tulsa and Little Rock. That's it.
Yeah, but Tulsa, it's hard to – I can't even get anybody to respond to me at that
Tulsa, they're doing – there's a new way they're booking it. I'll give you the information.
I can't get Wayne to talk to me either. I've asked him to try to get booked, and he's just like, I can't even get him to answer my text.
Hey, you know, that's just a shame.
That is a shame, because every time you're at the Looney Bin, you're always crushing.
Wow.
I mean, when you come and did our show, you made our show, like, instantly better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do comedy here somewhere.
Right.
I mean, nothing's stopping me. I'm already booked in 3 states already that I hadn't done yet.
Yeah. They, the comics in this scene are better than the majority of the features that I see come through the Looney Bin.
Oh, my goodness.
That's true. And also, what did Wayne say to you that you don't
– I better be funny because I wasn't good looking. He said it.
Wayne said
I got Me Too back. I got
Comedy Club GM shit right
there. Reverse Me Too'd.
Dude, Wayne.
Like, what? I better be funny because I sure ain't good looking. Like, I dropped the preacher's pants when I was 13, bro. Damn you. And then his teeth started falling out.
Right. I mean,
that made me feel bad.
Wayne is exactly the the judge on who looks
bad. I know. How dare you say anyone looks bad?
I mean, right. For real. I just don't, at first, when I first moved here, he just really rattled my chain.
He loves getting under people's skin.
He can't
loves
do
it
no more.
Right. You got to get to a point where he can't get under your skin.
He did one night, 10 minutes before the show, you can't do any dirty stuff. Da-da-da-da-da. And I just went into a tailspin.
Oh, get
tricks
up there and do it anyway.
Tricks. It was tricks.
Oh, what?
And he was lying.
Yeah.
Wayne was lying.
Yes.
But I was like trying to not do
filthy.
I know.
Tricks.
But
say.
I didn't know that.
Okay,
and so Wayne thought he was being funny and watched me squirm.
Yeah, he just loves fucking with people like that.
But I made it through. Mm-hmm. And I still got the laughter, even with his
now you still work clean in front of Tricks?
I did one clean thing before Tricks. The rest of the week I did it.
Right.
You're like, shut up, bitch. I've
worked with him a couple times.
Yeah, Tricks is filthy.
Yeah.
I've heard stories about Tricks talking about doing crowd work and talking mm-hmm. about the girl who's the daughter. Her dad is sitting right behind her, and she's the daughter's there with her boyfriend talking about her daughter getting fucked.
Oh, my goodness.
In front of her dad.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, that's going to happen. You bring your daughter to a comedy club.
That's evil. Evil.
I've seen Tricks. There's a lot of stories about Tricks we can talk about later. I got some stories.
I've worked with him a couple times, but usually when I worked with him last time.
Tricks are not for kids.
No, Tricks ain't for kids.
I spent most of the time in my room doing my TikTok. I took mm-hmm. my keyboard and just played all day and then was on stage at night.
So is that what you do a lot on TikTok, is just your keyboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I've
I don't have a
so
TikTok,
many
so
songs.
It's not like I'm just avoiding your TikTok.
Oh, I know that. So. Y'all are doing your business. I'm proud of what y'all are doing.
It's pretty cool, man. Some of the bad is a pretty dope thing.
Well, all I know is I enjoy the fuck out of what I'm getting to do. It beats DoorDash.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Figuring out that TikTok thing and figuring out how to bring any type of income in from it. Boy, that's what we're all trying to do. Build an audience and have them help to support the art that we are bringing out to entertain.
I have people just dropping money in my account. I had somebody.
Come on.
Really, over the weekend. $150.
Come on.
Hell yeah.
I mean, just out of nowhere. I didn't ask for it. I mean, they just believe in what I'm doing.
Yes.
That's great.
And a lot of people that I work, see what I do on TikTok is so much different than my comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that have been, I do what people are scared to do. I will call God out in public and say, you know, what exactly is he doing in the moments when the child is being violated and the P3DO TikTok language is violating because
mm-hmm.
of free will? He can't stop the. So is he holding baby's hand? Is he crying? Is he jerking off? I mean, what's he doing? And I ask a lot. Because
if he's everywhere, he's aware of it.
Right.
He's omnipresent. Hello. So I ask very poignant questions, and there are a lot of people that are going, you know what? She's right. And they're able to break away.
What are the names of your four comedy TikTok?
The Godspell of Jesus.
The Godspell of Jesus.
I've got two that are the Godspell of Jesus, and one has a cross at the end of it. And then I have the Godspell of JC. And then I have LG Gray Comedy.
Yes.
I have one of those, but it's still the same thing.
Nice.
But
so that's
I've gained a lot. My link tree. No, there's four. I have two Godspell of Jesus.
Okay.
But one of them at the end has a cross at it. And one doesn't. So there's two.
Right. So that's two. And then LG Gray Comedy.
And then the Godspell of JC.
Okay. I got you.
There's four.
That's four.
That's
okay.
My newest one, the Godspell of JC.
Gotcha.
But I just add them all to my TikTok, and people that subscribe, because they don't want to lose me.
Right.
You know, they will subscribe. My YouTube has grown. I'm at 415 now. I started at zero. Remember
that's
that?
That's dope, yeah. No, my YouTube's only got like 180.
Yeah, I've been working on it for a while, but in the last little bit, I just plug it a little bit. You know, if you want to see my comedy, that's where my comedy's at. I mm-hmm. do my, because that's where
okay.
my comedy
you post your jokes on your YouTube. What's your YouTube?
I do them in both places, but comedy is mainly on the YouTube. I don't do a lot
What's
of the deconstruction. LG Gray Comedy Tour.
Okay.
Just I have an email and stuff. I used to have a website, but my Linktree is far better, far more useful, easier to change up. I use it more for my main point of contact. So, because it has everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So, exactly. And I don't even have to pay for that. I have donors that pay for that every month.
That's cool. Nice. Are you Patreoning?
Getting ready to. I've got subscribers on TikTok. I've got 61, and I'm not going to Patreon until I've got 100.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to start until I got 100. Because you need to, go
and just Patreon it.
Well, you need to take
it. It doesn't cost anything to Patreon. Just Patreon.
No. I haven't.
No.
I don't know enough about it yet. I've got people designing t-shirts for merch. I tried Dick for Jesus merchandise.
Dick for Jesus.
Yeah.
Another great bit of yours. Oh my God.
I almost spit.
Mm-hmm. Boy, she did too.
She I did that spit. One time. I tried it once. It was awful. If anybody tried to be straight, I did.
Because you're not a gold star.
No.
Yeah.
I got tag teamed. I ain't gold star.
What?
Jeez, I got tag teamed for the Lord. I was trying. Can we pour?
Oh my fucking God.
Can I fill this up here?
Yeah, fill it up.
Fill her up. That's what he said.
Really? I got tag teamed for the Lord.
Tag teamed for Jesus.
Sorry, I. What?
That's apostolic right there.
There you go.
God damn. Did I say it right?
Yep,
did I say it right
did.
That time?
Woo!
Oh.
You did.
Woo!
I wish I
got tag team for that.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this story.
Yeah, boy, it's double penetration for Jesus. Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Oh, shit. I forgot. That happened when you were a kid.
Decide whether I was straight or not.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out whether I was straight or not. Yeah.
So you tried to
I'm
going to
try it. I did. They were brothers, I think.
Yeah.
This was, I've never told this story. Should I tell?
I
don't know.
Okay.
This is not trauma. This was drunk.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen.
I probably caused them trauma.
Their balls are still blue.
Listen, I'm not a Christian. I ain't trying to hide anything under the innocent blood of a, you know, man on a cross.
Yeah.
I would get really, really shit-faced, and because I didn't want to be lost, I didn't want to go to hell, I would try to go be with guys and see if, and I met these guys at this truck stop, at the, off of 40 somewhere. This is serious, y'all. I did. This is back in CB days before
it
the.
It may be serious, but it's also hilarious.
It's hilarious, yeah.
For Jesus. No,
for Jesus. Well, I was trying to decide.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'll try them. I'll try two at a time. We'll figure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just double up.
Tried.
Yeah. Oh.
Everybody was so drunk, nothing really seriously happened that I can remember. But I did. I went out with, I think they might have been brothers.
Yeah. They weren't before, they were after.
Yeah.
For sure.
But none of it was worth writing home about. I'm like, this is
well,
what
of course it wasn't.
People
it's
thought
at
this
a
was
truck
fun.
Stop on I-40. Of course it's not worth writing home about.
Yeah, I'll bet it wasn't considering you being gay and all.
It was awful. I'm like,
LG
this is what
like...
y'all want to, this is what we want to do? No. Had it been two girls, you know.
Well, that's what's that.
I ain't gonna I did take this girl one time, Mary, home. She was an older
not
lady.
Not the virgin. Yeah.
No, not that. This one wasn't a virgin, but I remember she had a bush booger not every seen. Like, she was really, really, really she was really thin, and that bone, that hurts right there. And if you go into a bush not knowing.
Yeah.
And back then, my eyes were good, but it was dark, you know. But I was like, I went in too far. But I wasn't very, I've never been very good at that because it was wet. And I didn't understand.
Yeah,
okay, I'm supposed to like this.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah,
so
no.
Imagine me losing my soul over being gay when I
didn't
barely
like
tolerate
it.
Bush.
Didn't even like it wet. Yeah, yeah.
That is
bush
weird,
wet.
Right?
Damn.
Yeah, that really, that's fucked
God
up.
God damn,
right?
It is fucked up. It is fucked up.
But I mean,
but,
that's how you know you like girls, though. Like, I'll risk damnation. Fuck this.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But now I found out that I'm almost like a gay boy because there was a girl in Florida that let me hit it from behind. Like,
nice.
What? I did that for like 2 weeks and not have to sleep on the street. I was a hobosexual.
See, I can't do it for 2 weeks. I can only do it for like 20, 30 seconds. Then I got to take a break. Like,
a
I ain't no way I'm going for 2 weeks.
Is that a, do people say that? Hobosexual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when you're sleeping with somebody so you're not homeless.
Okay.
Yeah, I
I've
did it because I didn't want to, and I had to apologize because I felt terrible because I don't like
that.
Being a bad person, but I did.
Well, but you got to pay rent.
Well, I did. She liked it.
Why do you think her knee doesn't work right now, Zane?
Kind of true.
Yeah. LG been doing deadlifts.
LG blew her back out and her knee out. Yeah.
But I was not homeless until that one night. I was.
Well, what happened to that one night?
That one night, well, I used to was really bad drunk back then, too. But, yeah, she kicked all my stuff out. I found the picture where she had thrown everything up under the stairwell, and I slept that night in the laundry room. On the floor.
Yeah,
and
she
the,
kicked
and
you
the
out.
Yeah.
You're kind of a pimp.
Something. I was homeless. But I only spent one night out there.
Right.
Another girl from Go Plenty of Fish took
exactly,
me home with
right.
her.
That's your problem. Is you got
but
too
no,
many.
But we didn't do anything. We were just friends, and I slept on her love seat that was way smaller than me.
Okay.
But it wasn't on the street.
Right.
I never. Yeah. Only spent that one night.
And you didn't have to take your nose off on a steel hard bush either.
Mm-mm. I didn't that other one either. I only did the back stuff. I was like, no.
The back stuff.
I couldn't do it in the, from the front. That was.
You think she
was not
trim it just a bit?
No, she was not attractive. I didn't find her. I'm sure somebody. Found.
Are you sure you're not trans? Because you sound like a man. You sound like Zane. Oh, that's hilarious.
Is he okay? Did y'all know what y'all are getting into?
Oh, no, it's just awesome because Zane's like finally somebody here that can relate to him.
Oh, no.
No, she just wasn't attractive. I just needed her to flip out. God.
I could get it hard from the...
LG said if she's damn ugly, her dildo got soft.
I couldn't do it from the front.
Oh, you're gonna have
I couldn't
so
even
many
stand
audio
here.
Issues with me slamming this mic on things, dude.
Right.
I literally.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't listen to her chew either. That
oh, that's the worst.
She sounded like a.
That may be the most off-putting
like
a thing. A mouth open chewer.
It, yeah.
Oh,
I couldn't.
LG, I'm with you, girl. Ugh.
I can't.
As an audio man.
Ugh. Yeah, it would hurt stuff.
Close your mouth.
Yes. Yep, I'm with you. It was unsettling.
Just
but I lasted 2 weeks.
Like a gangster.
Yeah, like a gangster.
Yeah.
I had to get so drunk though, y'all.
That's why she had a drinking problem.
That's why I got kicked out, because she was so it was her fault. No, I'm just kidding.
You're so fucked up. I got to get drunk just to be around you.
Yes. Oh, I'm a terrible person.
Now you were survival of the fittest.
Yep.
I mean,
I have sent a message like, look, I was wrong. I'm sorry.
That's
I apologize.
Sweet. I've done that.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, but
isn't that weird?
I'd do it again if I didn't have to sleep on the street. I'm not gonna lie. To keep from being on the street, I would absolutely do it again.
Right.
If that's because I like comfort. I ain't gonna lie.
Isn't that weird that it they never respond after you send that apology message?
Well,
did you respond?
She.
I mean,
No, who? Me? Her? I don't know who he's looking
her.
At.
Did she?
No. I can't tell who the fucker's looking at.
I was asking you, did she respond?
No, she didn't.
No. And that's been my experience.
Yeah. I just felt like a dick, and so I was. Well, I was.
Listen, I've sent those messages. Mm-hmm. I've apologized for.
To nobody, to no answer.
To nobody, to no answer.
I mean, that's part of growing up. Sometimes you just gotta say sorry and move on.
Just like I've been in my early 20s too.
I was 47. I was a late bloomer. I'm just now getting dressed bloomer. The way I want to, y'all. That's why I look like I walked off a Kmart parking lot. I mean,
no, you're I think your shit looks hard, LG. Every time I see you.
It looks good on stage.
That is just because I usually wear the same clothes all the time.
Yeah.
I have the same because I can feel like my lining of my clothes. I can feel like the seams of all of my clothes.
Mm-hmm. No,
and there are certain clothes I just feel more comfortable in. That's what I wear. So.
No, I think you take very good care of yourself. I mean, yeah, anytime I can like kind of see you on stage. Whenever I first met you at that open mic and I thought you were homeless, it's just because of the way you were talking to me that I was like, this bitch is retarded.
I was so nervous.
Yeah, I knew
was
you
so
were.
Determined. Yeah.
Yeah,
it took me almost a year before I got comfortable with you guys. And I circled your house when y'all invited me over. I circled the house, probably about 7 times until I just left. I was like, I was scared
that.
He peed
That's
he pee
why
on
you
the
didn't
seat.
Come over. You wouldn't come.
I wouldn't come over because I thought he's blind. He's not going to pee in the hole. And I couldn't
do
it.
To be fair, nobody believes it when he does pee in the hole. They're like,
I've had to start sitting down.
Yeah, I believe it.
Honest, dude, it's bad.
Well, I mean, and for my anxiety, and I don't know you. And the best that I could do back then was get to the shows and be consistent and be in the, because I'm doing that. There's nothing stopping me from that. But it causes so much anxiety to be I'm getting better. Of course, I'm as high as a kite.
Hey, but I mean, if that's how you function, that's how you function.
Yeah, I do. I'm able to.
Bear's like, that's okay.
And I've known y'all long enough. I feel safe. I have watched y'all grow as comedians too. And I said, I respect what you do.
Thank you.
Both of you are in the game to win it. And
yeah.
I don't want to hobnob with people ain't in the game to win it. I'll be honest.
That's how
people start asking me questions about comedy, and I'm like, how long you been doing it? Because if you ain't been at least a year and been to, if you ain't putting in half of what I'm putting in,
if I've only ever seen you at the joint, come talk to me later.
Yeah, I'm not giving my energy. I don't mean to be rude, but I've got living to do, and you ain't on my list right now.
You're just not.
I'm not being rude. I'm focused.
I'm
but
not.
You do this long enough, you see people that come in and pretend to want it, and like I don't
and
have.
And they may
time.
In that moment. They may
right. But
in
like,
that moment. They right exactly.
They may
to your point. In that
but
moment,
I'm not giving energy
do.
To somebody that's only got the energy for a moment.
Like, right.
I've got the energy for a life, so I'm trying to.
This is a do or die for me.
Right, me too.
I mean, I got laughed at for saying the Netflix thing, but I'm like, I used to think I was going to heaven. I am just as, and I'm that's funny, but not funny. I am just as dedicated to what I am doing as I ever was that, and this feels so much nicer. I don't have to hurt people with this.
Right.
So,
unless they interrupt you on stage, then you obliterate them.
Maybe. You know, it's been a long time since been heckled.
Speaking of how much we care about stand-up comedy, we're about 10 minutes from missing sign-up at the show.
So we got to wrap this up.
We do.
LG, what shows do you want to hype up before we get out of here? Let the audience know where they can come see you live.
Oh, where they can come see me live?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Besides
we go.
February 26th.
Well, I want to get that. I've got February. Hold on. I got, I'm going to be at Lowell. I'm in the competition. I'm going to do that the 25th of February. And also in Rogers on the 24th. So those are my next two shows coming up. I'm going to be
I'll be with you at Rogers on the 24th at Wellington.
Yay, the Wellington. Okay.
That show's probably going to sell out too.
It's already starting to. I'm excited about that. And you know, I brought 5 people to the show that I had from TikTok. 5 people came to my show.
Hell yeah.
So I'm already getting the fans are starting to show up.
That's
y'all.
What's up.
They, I mean, I've had people drive 3 hours one way. I've had two sets of people drive to Chicago and different places that I've been. I'm only going to get 5 minutes on their stage, and they know it, and they still drive to see me. That's what's starting to happen in my world.
God, that is beautiful.
Because we're making it happen.
Well, hey, and you tell your people February 26th, they can come out.
I've been promoting this on my TikTok, too.
And I'll tell you what, one of y'all should bring me to that show in Rogers, Arkansas. And I will tell jokes at it for even 3 minutes.
Which one?
Any of them.
The Wellingtons, the one that Wellingtons, Kyle's putting on.
Yeah, the 24th. Yeah. Oh, is Kyle, is
I'm
Kyle
stuck
Gilbert?
There for 2 days. I'm not coming back.
Yeah. I don't like you enough.
I got family.
I'm going to be sleeping in my car. What you got, family up there?
Boy, I'm fitting to fucking put the moves on Bear.
I don't want to see.
Come on, Bear. Come on. I'll do so good.
I want to say that joke that you do about the trans.
That's an old joke.
I love. I feel
about
like
bringing
that
it back.
Joke is. No, the pecker joke. The
He's talking
dick
about my
joke.
Zane.
No, ah, okay. Your the, joke. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. His
it's
joke.
It's very. It's
poignant,
perfect.
Yeah. It's Thank funny.
It
whatever.
Doesn't harm.
Yeah, Bear sucks.
It's funny. It doesn't harm anybody. It's
boo.
You know,
Thank up. You, LG. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you for making the effort to not harm people in that joke, because you don't have to hurt people to have
I'm
be funny,
to harm
right?
You don't.
Thank you. That made my night sweet. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching this. We'll see y'all next.
Do you have any shows?
I mean, yeah, the big one that I have coming up is Set with a Bet, which is
February
sponsored 26. By Dickie's Barbecue. Get a half off of your entree.
Yeah, right. Sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue. Yeah.
Does Dickie's have Dickie's?
You can get sticky at Dickie's. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, that should be a that should be a lesbian bar. Sticky at Dickie's. Sticky
all right,
at Dickie's.
Let's go. Let's go to the J.
Peace.
Let's go to the J.